good morning to those of you on the West Coast, and good afternoon to those of you on the East Coast or wherever you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am a guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written into our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show and you could ask any question that you want. I do encourage you to have it to be the question that's the most, the top of the one that's on your mind, most important one for you at this time. And I usually go into the first 15 minutes giving you a little bit of information, advice before we go to the phone lines. And I want to talk about 209. I've been talking leading up to the big 209. I hope everyone had a wonderful 209 and happy New Year and to all of you. And I hope everyone had a wonderful one. And 209 is the first 9 months in particular. I've been talking to people. People are having a hard time this week in particular, kind of getting back into the groove of things. They're really feeling the energetic shift. And I'm giving you a little warning here that this Mercury is going into retrograde in a couple weeks. And it's going to stay in there for a good 3 weeks. And so mid-January, Mercury in retrograde, and what does that mean? That means Mercury is all about the planet of communication. So when something goes in retrograde, that goes in, that means it goes backwards. And so that's when you want to make sure that it's a great time to review stuff. It's a great time to gather information for taxes. It's a great time to not really do your taxes, but gathering information, record-keeping, reviewing. Really not a good time to sign contracts. If you have to sign a contract, just make sure all the fine tunes, all the T's and I's are crossed, because there's a when Mercury goes backwards, communication can get mixed up. And also it affects electrical stuff as far as cars and car work. It's not a great time to really get your car done if you could prevent it. And so those kind of tips are knowing the landscape of the of what's going on in the energy world, because the energy world is supposedly invisible, but I believe that we all see it on some level, even if it's on our deep in our subconscious level. But we're all reading energy at all times. If you could go in and meet a person and you could feel an instant connection with that per individual, you're reading their energy. And so it might be invisible, but it's absolutely there. And so it's palpable. You could feel it. And so the more we're tuned into that, the more it makes the life, our landscape, more visible. So we can see when we have a curvy road in front of us that we don't go and run and hide, that we take the curves. We just have the right equipment with us. And that's why I continue to talk about to get to know yourself as an energetic being, because that's what we are. We're energetic beings. Our angels have a human experience here. And also to have a practice. It's as important as brushing your teeth and washing your hair and washing your body. Having an energy practice is just as important as that. And as soon as you start getting to the practice part, then you'll start noticing the progress part. And that progress is noticing more synchronistic things, noticing how to hold your core when you could be feeling somebody could hook you into an emotional issue that you could get really charged up at. And all of a sudden, you'll know when you're holding your core, when you're standing in your energetic core, because you won't get rattled up as you did before. You'll notice that somebody could really rattle your cage and go to core issues that really would shake you up. They could talk about your kids, work, job. We all have those kind of trigger things where people could hook us in. And when you start having energetic practice, when you start being the master in process and practice, all of a sudden you become much more of the observer of the landscape of your life. You have the tools to be able to navigate through the landscape of life and to be able to navigate much smoother versus feeling like you're, one of my symbols is in a rowboat with one oar, and it feels like you're going counterclockwise and there's a storm and there's nobody there to help you. And that is not what is there. We have so much help. It's beyond our wildest dreams. We're at the tip of the iceberg. This year we're going to see a lot of things happening as far as to good science proving spirituality. We're going to see more and more of evidence of how much that we are profoundly affected by low EMFs, meaning computers, electrical wires, electricity, and that we are highly functioning energetic beings. And so the more we start recognizing that, the more we start integrating it into our life, the more, again, you go through navigating. Think of a boat. You're the captain of the ship. And so what we're being called for in the year 209, especially the first 9 months, is really becoming the captain of your own ship, because there's for many, think of thousands and thousands of years. We could go on for hours as far as this discussion of why we're at this point right now, but I want to keep it simple. Thousands of years, even subconsciously, we kind of, there's a part of us, the child part that I refer to a lot, that handed our power over, our energy over to a patriarchal, matriarchal mother, father, God. And even if it's where we, even the government would represent that. And so we hand our tax dollars over to that patriarchal father that's going to take care of us for with social security. And so here we're during this, with this time, these new beginning times, we're getting a new president and we're looking at our financial mess that we've gotten ourselves into. So this is the year of accountability, responsibility, individually and collectively, because what we're discovering on more and more within ourselves and on a collective level, that everything has a domino effect. You just can't become off balance in one part and it doesn't spill over to other parts of your life, and that's individually and that's also collective. So this is all about coming back into balance. This is about embracing change. This is about taking, again, reviewing accountability, responsibility in your life, not as a judgment, not as pointing fingers to other people. This all goes back to, just think of when you point your finger, you got three fingers back at yourself. It is all about you becoming the captain of your own ship. We can't control anyone else's energy, and that means partners, that means kids, that means bosses, that means everybody outside of us. And so the more we work on ourselves, the more we hold our core, the more we radiate our heart signature, the more we do feel like we're the captain of our ship, the more we do, again, navigating the landscape, the more we have the map, we feel like we have the map and the keys. And it goes back to the old oracle that said, thy own self be true. And so this is the year that we're going back to, remembering that we have all the keys and answers on the inside. There was a huge developmental push for us for thousands of years, energetically, to look in the outside, and now we're going back on the inside breath. So we're going and remembering to look inward when we came in here wired looking on the outside. So the outside success would be relationships, jobs, career, money. That would mean that we would have happiness. But all you have to do is talk to, I love that Oprah Winfrey talks about all the time, that all the money in the world does not make you happy, that it all goes back to the inside. So this year is all about self, and also self bridging over to what you can do as an individual when you start radiating your core, when you start getting your heart signature radiating out from your energy field, from that 12 feet to about 12 feet on either side of you, that 360 degree energy that goes out to the universal grid that connects us all, the string theory, the web, the lattice. There's all different words for the same thing, and we're understanding that that affects the collective consciousness. So everybody counts. Everybody is going through this rebirthing process. You could resist it, but we're still going through it. And actually, we all came down here at this time knowing that this is going to be this potential to enter in a new earth here. And this earth is much more in balance than we experienced before. This is having Aini is what they call it in shamanism, and so that's an reciprocity, I can't say that word today. It's a sharing, and so we're being able to show up for each other, treat thy neighbor as I treat thyself, and really, the more we experience that in our life, the more we will notice the flow in our life, the more we will bring in people that are supporting that. Think of the like attracts like, and so the more you notice that, the more you'll experience it in every single aspect of your life. And so that's what 209 is all about, this real, especially the first 9 months. It's a real part of taking accountability, responsibility. And again, with Mercury becoming retrograde, especially some people, Virgos in particular, their ruling planet is Mercury. And so they can if you have a lot of Virgo in your astrological chart, you can be affected by the Mercury in retrograde. But again, it's when things happen, it doesn't mean we roll up our ball and go home and not be able to live when planets happen, when Mercury goes in retrograde, or when different things happen astrologically. It's having the knowledge that to be able to say, you know what, I want to review this contract, or I have an opportunity to do my taxes after, in middle of February, versus doing it now. This is when I'm going to review all my paperwork, making sure I have all my receipts. And so that's being able to work with the energy, the invisible energy, versus resisting and working against it. And those little things start adding up, and so they either become more flow in our life, or they become the pebble in our foot that wears us down and wears us down. So the more you have the awareness of looking at yourself as an energetic being, the more you're going to recognize where you have flow in your life and where you don't have flow. And we all know that when you can feel the flow, you can feel congested, you can feel angry, you can feel lost, you can feel scared, sad. And so instead of feeling like it's frozen in fear, address those issues. Look at them. Put light, and light is your body. So even having awareness, you're putting a light on those situations and scenarios that could be holding you back. And as soon as you put your awareness on it, it brings and it starts changing the energy pattern. It starts literally changing. And think of a lot of garden hoses. You start getting the kinks out of the garden hose by putting your awareness into it. So this is a time for us to empty out our closets, feng shui, clear up, accountability, responsibility. And this involves more flow in your life. That's life force, prana. You feel better physically, mentally, emotionally. We all want to be the own captains of our own ship. It's part of our birthright. And so this is claiming our birthright, and this is what we're doing. So I invite you to join me. This is, again, the Carol O'Connor Show. We're going to be going to our first break, and then we're going to be opening up the phone lines. And you could ask any question that you want, and you could contact me for private readings or see what's going on with classes. We got a lot of stuff coming up in the year 209 at carrieoconnor.com. Sign up for this free newsletter, and we'll be right back after this break.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Find out what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp, Body and Beauty Myths. With pioneering expert and real-life stories, Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. 4 nights, 4 extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get 4 events for the price of 3. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to thedrpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. Thedrpatshow.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more.
Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk 1150 a.m.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. I am going to give the number out because we have opened up the lines to questions, and it's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another 45 minutes. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Certainly will. And, you know, one thing before we do, Happy New Year to you as well, Carrie.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. And did you make any resolutions?
I did. I really am physically clearing out my, I do this a lot, but I'm clearing out my closet, and I'm really getting into, just like what I was talking before, I have a thing about not tackling numbers. I have a dyslexia thing, so when it comes to numbers and those kind of things. So I'm going after fear, so
cool.
Mine that I could kind of have even other people help me with, and I'm tackling them. And so
good.
I'm doing it, and I'm finding that I like it. And so even though it's overcoming, not letting a, disabled, you know, that makes me intuitive. A lot of dyslexic people are highly intuitive, and so it's overcoming that, and so it's overcoming fear.
So an early spring cleaning is what you're attempting.
That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
Physically, mentally, emotionally. Actually, I'm drinking a lot of greens too, and going on an alkaline diet. But I gotta tell you, my friend, you look really energetically great. I know it was your birthday yesterday, so everybody, happy birthday to Benny.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, the big 32. So.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a time for Benny to shine in 09. That's what I've been saying all morning. That's what I've been saying.
Oh, you betcha. You know what? Not only that, you're in a 12-year stretch here. You're in a 12-year stretch, and that's a master number, my friend. And that is just, it's like, think of this as you set the stones to really, really expand and shine. You're right. Shine into 09 is a perfect expression for what your energy is showing.
So is it 12 years starting now?
12 years starting now.
Okay,
absolutely.
So 32, so 12 more would be at 44, and then 12 more is 56. I'm just trying to lay out my year here.
Yeah, well, 44 is a really important number, too. It's 4-4 is 2-4s. That's great.
That's very true. Whew.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You did it good.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, we have Christina calling in from Renton. She was looking for a change in career, possibly, or is it in the future? And she is a Virgo as well, so it's going into Mercury retrograde. She heard that from you earlier, so let's bring on Christina. Hello, Christina.
Hello there. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Christina?
I'm very well. I'm actually really, really excited and optimistic about the new year. Everything that you touched on in your opening monologue is things that I've been reading and looking at and studying about, and been cleaning out my physical and spiritual closets here.
Good.
And getting ready for the new year. And I was a victim of economic layoffs and lost my job beginning of December. Mm-hmm. At the same time that I've also been trying to start my own business.
Okay.
And so I'm just hoping that you can help me see if that's the direction that I should just keep chugging forward along in, or should I just try and get something else in the interim, or?
No, what I'm saying, Christina, especially when, this is a perfect question for so many people, and I'm seeing a paternal grandfather. Did you not meet your dad's dad?
I met him, but I didn't really know him.
You didn't really know him, yeah.
No.
That's one of my symbols of when I see somebody coming in and doing a handshake, that means to me that they do this sign that means distance. So that means there was a physical distance, emotional distance, and also he died a long time ago, so you might not have felt as close to him. The biggest thing is that he comes in and he's all about, because when they're proud of the work that they've done over there, he's really encouraging you to take now into February, especially to the end of month of February, category, to put it, what I call it, it's like energetically putting your thoughts of going out and getting another job off the shelf. So that means putting it, even visualize it, Christina, as a ball where you put it on a shelf. And so it's, you're putting it off the 12 feet of off the energy field, especially on the right side. He comes really strong in with you, and he brings a bunch of other guys. And so think of great-grandfathers, great-uncles, and they really want to recognize a big James, as far as a Jimmy James history there, and also I feel a Jason coming in and around you, and so, and especially in February. And so what he's saying is when, and what you want to do for the little Christina, especially your four-year-old Christina, is to, when you put it off the shelf, Christina, you're giving yourself a time to start your own business, and so, and the grounding, so, and the energy, and to be proactive about it, and taking the steps, and then you also, for the little Christina, the little four-year-old that feels very shaky, and it feels like she's standing on an earthquake part as far as realizing losing a job is like getting your rug pulled out underneath you. Really making sure that she, the four-year-old part of aspect of you, making sure she sees in your heart, not in the lower chakras, because if you keep her in your root chakra, she could feel unsettledness. So what does that mean? That means it will feel like a stalled ending or shaky times when you're trying to start your own business. When you put her in your heart, she is a total different view. Just even think of the root chakra is where our hips are, and it's right where our bottom of our at the bottom of our body. And so that's where we want to have her from the heart, so she has a total different view. And this is where when you started talking, I heard one window shuts and the other doors open. And actually, it's an answer to your dreams. And I would go back to the last 4 years of what have you been thinking about, and the last 4 months in particular, going back to April of 2008, that there's a part of you consciously or subconsciously that you've been putting out to the universe that I've been wanting to start my own business, and that the job could have been holding you back. And now it's a perfect opportunity that the job closes that window in other opportunities open up, and you also have what it takes as far as putting the drive out there, meaning putting the energy, because we could have, when we want to start our own business, have the great ideas, but it is a birthing process. It goes down the chakras just like having a baby, right? And so you have it went over the throat chakra and the heart chakra, so that means to me that you love it. There's love in here, and it passed through the throat chakra, and that's where a lot of people can have ideas, but they energetically talk themselves out of it. So it's going down the birth canal, and so that's perfect. So you're giving birth to this. And so that's where you put, when your head wants to go to, should I get another job? Should I even get an interim job? Your grandfather in particular is saying that you have a cushion, a safety net. It's like when I started my own business, I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to give myself this amount of time. If I need to, I have an LPN license. I could go out and get a job in a nanosecond. You know, so I had, that was my security blanket, my pillow for my little child in me, my four-year-old, right? And so that allowed me to put that aspect on a shelf so I could throw myself into working on the business, right? And so I had like a plan B, and it was more for the wounded child aspect of me than the part of where I was creating myself. And that's exactly where you are right now. So think of it, they're giving you a total thumbs up with this. And so, and again, the part of the security blanket is more for his or her story and its past stories. And so I review people, dad's side of the family, as far as where they felt the brass ring was outside of them and taken away from them suddenly, especially with your grandfather's history, because what you're doing is changing generational patterns, and that's why they're all backing you up. And they also are showing from February to July, as when I see a huge flag, that means to me it's not necessarily about patriotic, it's more about independence, for me, freedom, it's about money, flow, and if the bigger the flag, the better, and I see a huge flag flying. So that's real good, wonderful growth, February through July, and it just, you keep on going, and then I see a lot of 777, so that grandfather's giving you the number 777, and you're going to see that, and that's the sign of the guides there. The guys and the guides are there to help you during this process, and the timing, I see a gun shooting off as far as like a racer start, when they start, you know, we start racing, road races, and all of those are very good symbols. So you've got several symbols that are all about go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it. And again, it's putting it into action, being proactive. And you did the key ingredients, physically, mentally, emotionally, clearing your energy field, because it makes our signature go out louder. And so that's wonderful. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really good about that. Thank you.
Good. Keep up the good work. And I'm not even saying luck, because it's not about luck. You're co-creating it. And this is long overdue, Christina. And you're breaking generational patterns that go way, way back. And so that is another added collective plus. So good for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, hon.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christina.
Have a wonderful new year.
Yeah, and a happy new year to everyone, of course, who is on the line. And you know what? Let's give out that phone number, Carrie, and maybe some information about you, because we only have about a minute and a half before the break, so let's do that.
Okay, so to contact me, my phone number is 860-887-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. I do private sessions. I do all sorts of private sessions from 15 minutes down to an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I do them all around the world. I have clients all around the world. And so it doesn't matter where the distance is. And I also do readings and balancing. And balancing is a healing, clearing. And again, you don't have to be there physically to get the experience. We also have a lot of things coming up as far as free teleclasses. Is starting January 13th. It's navigating, holding your core during navigation storms, how not to get hooked into old patterns. And so that's a free teleclass. And then we are starting the Embodying the Master series on January 20th. And so all of this is getting put up on the website. And we'll, if you're signed up for the free newsletter, and that's how you do that through CarrieO'Connor.com, you are able to see what's happening weekly. We send out a weekly message, a weekly forecast to, again, enable you to become the captain of your own ship, to navigate what's going on in the energy world. And so it gives you information weekly and also tell you about up-and-coming events. So it's a good thing to be on, and I'm very mindful of not bombarding you as far as it's information. It's not long. So that's that. That's my information. And the phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be with you for the rest of another half hour. So you can call right in, ask your question, and we're here to serve. Right, Benny?
Hey, you betcha. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yes, we do. That's what we do.
Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3080. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Do you feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
Hey, are you one of those people who need a boost of motivation to lose those extra pounds and inches? Well, here it is. Take the Sugar-Free Miracle Weight Loss Challenge and earn $100 for every 10 pounds you lose. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the amazing Sugar-Free Miracle Diet, which you'll love. It's easy, sustainable, and it stops out-of-control eating. To participate, send me an email at expert@sugarfreemiracle.com. That's expert@sugarfreemiracle.com, and I'll send you the details.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'll be with you for the next half hour. So, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
We certainly will, and today, you know, it's been like a great New Year's resolution and day for everyone. I think everyone's got career and business on their minds, because that's seems to be all the questions I'm fielding right now, which is okay. That's fine. Maybe mix it up a little relationship questions, possibly. Maybe some
That's
health
right.
questions. Yeah, so feel free to give us a call at 1-877-930-2819. Okay, and now we have Susan calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She's looking for a little bit more money in her life, and she's kind of concerned, maybe a few concerns around it. So let's see what she has to say. Susan.
Yes. Hi, Susan. Oh, how are you?
I'm good, Carrie. How are you doing? I'm concerned about my job, actually, to see they're, you know, doing layoffs, and of course, job it relates to money.
Right.
So, basically, it's money. I'm, you know, want to see if there's what you see in that, you know, field around me, if there's money or if I'm, you know, just relax and everything will be okay.
I'm hearing relax and everything will be okay, especially I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming in, and she when I see Mary Poppins, I want to recognize the name Maria, and it's not airy fairy. This is when I see her flying in. It's not. It can sound. It's a symbolic language of that she is coming in to help guide you. Maternal in particular, she brings in paternal with you. And also, Susan, they're talking about asking for help, because there's a part of all of us that we, when we start contracting and freaking out, and especially when it comes to money, it is the way we do all need money. It's like a spoonful of medicine. Sugar is not going to help pay the rent, you know, but there's a real part of being able to, when we contract, we literally get less oxygen into our brain, and it goes to our limbs. We go to fight or flight. And so what her thing is talking about, when I see an umbrella over somebody, that means to me that you're protected from any kind of layoff, especially right now. And so there's a part of not having that be a hope, having that be a knowingness. And so, and they're comparing it to what, when I see an equal sign, they're showing me as far as in your energy that what you do is pretty well protected. It's like an analogy is, I live next to a Pfizer, a drug company, and that their assistants are indispensable. And so they're talking, that the grandmother saying is that what you do is indispensable. It's not easily, you know, in your experience, they're indispensable. Know that. And so there could be a lot of changes, because there is obviously a lot of changes going on, a lot of reconstruction, but go to the place of knowingness that you have, that you have gifts to be able to bring in there. You have a talent that is not easily replaceable. So know that you are under that umbrella, and that means protected from any kind of layoffs. And so then that allows you to take a breath and to really get literally more oxygen in your limbs. And I would absolutely emphasize holding your temples, because that allows us to keep more oxygen in our brain when we want to do the fight or flight thing, because then our cortisol goes up, our adrenals, our endocrine takes a hit, our vitamin D goes off, and all of this is what the grandmother is saying is to watch that, to put your vitamin D up, hold your temples, be able to really get into a good energy practice, because then we're able to see the things more clearly. We're able to tune into what's really going on and what is our fight or flight survival instincts, and we all have those. Every single one of us has those, and so this is where we're going up to being proactive versus reactive. And so they're showing me that you're protected over layoffs, and this is a great time for you, especially from now till May, April, May, for you to to really tune into. It's working on your left side in particular, and that's all about female relationships and your feminine side, but it's also the side we take in money, opportunities, life force, prana. And so when we have, think of an accordion kind of closed in, when that side is closed in because of feeling our survival issues, then we want to make sure we push out that side so we literally can breathe more and the energy can flow more. And that left side is, again, opportunities and money. So concentrate on exercising that left side, and that by visually pushing your hand out and visualizing it and intending it to go out that 12 feet, it'll give you breathing room, because this is a process for you to really get to. I keep on hearing them saying it's all about Susan. So this is the inner reflection on yourself, feng shui, clearing out, and it's going to really help you. I like when I see bamboo underneath somebody's feet. That's expansion with stability. We all need stability, and what we're doing it is creating it within our own energy field. Then we can weather any kind of outside seemingly storm, and much more in a place in this than feeling like we're, again, in the rowboat with one arm. Okay, so you're protected. Know that, and really take this time to nurture and really go down to the physical feng shui, physically, mentally, emotionally, because you're really getting rid of patterns that go way deep on the mom side. Okay.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, hon. Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks, Susan, for calling in. Wow, that was quite the mouthful you had for.
Yes, indeed.
And it was all on the left side. Now, explain that just briefly for me, because some of the folks out there, because I know there's a left and a right.
You know what, Ben, that's a really good point, because the left side is all about our feminine side. So okay. We all are, think of the yin-yang sign. We all have the left side and we have the right side of our body. So the left side is our receive, taking inside. We take in life force, prana, but that also means taking in compliments. Some people can't take compliments. They say, like, oh, your hair looks good, or that shirt looks good. And people say, oh, this shirt, this hair. What I see that is literally like a hand pushing away that compliment. So that's that spills over to other things, meaning taking in opportunities, money, relationships. It's really important for us to understand how we look at ourselves energetically. So the left side is all about ability to take in, and the right side is our male side. It's the energy we put out to the world. And so we want to be in balance of what we put out. Some people tend to give. They care, they nurture, and they take care of everybody else and take care of their self last. That means their left side would be looking like an accordion, getting pulled in, and that also spills over to other things, meaning money, security. And so this is all about balance. Yin-yang sign has been around for thousands of years, and that's what we have male and female energy. This has nothing to do with sexuality. And so this is all about opening up that left side, and that's ability to take in that life force, that life prana is health. It's it goes to every single part of our energy body. It's food for us. It's soul food. So the left side is all about taking in and nurturing, feminine. It also goes back to like moms and moms' lineage, or even balanced men could be on that side. And the right side is about dad's lineage. And that's a really excellent question, because we want to review our history because of messages that we get from our parents and grandparents subconsciously or consciously, because those little messages are like the money is the root of all evil. And grandma could have said it once in a while. It profoundly affects us. And so when we have money issues, we could feel like we can't take it in. So the left side will close it off because there's some sort of subconscious pattern that thinks that it means like it's evil or it's bad, or people turn bad if they accept money. And then they will create where they don't have money come in, or money comes through their hands, because there's a subconscious belief more that there's a that they would rather not have it than have it, because of core belief systems that go back in our lineage. So the more we're able to look at them in an energetic posture as far as an observer and saying, aha, that's where, when I talked to the earlier client as far as that you're a generational pattern breaker, that Christina, where she's breaking patterns where people in her family, particularly her dad's side of the family, felt like they're going to the brass ring. So they had ideas of changing jobs, taking that risk, making an advancement, but they stopped because they were afraid of change, and so they'd rather stay with something comfortable, even if they didn't like it, versus taking that risk. And so it's all about the right and left side of the body. I talk about that a lot, and it was a really good point to bring up.
Yeah, and you know, for me especially, you know, I'm a huge fan of giving, and it's actually very difficult for me to receive.
Exactly.
Because then I feel like I'm in a weird place, like, oh, sure, it's no big deal, but then people are like, no, really, Benny, thank you, and it's like, yeah, I got it, you know, and but they're like, no, really, take a moment and enjoy it. I'm like, All right, but I just keep overriding that. So I know my right side, it sounds like, is definitely overriding my left side still.
Yeah.
But
in Benny, that's also about female-female relationships, right? And so in some people, I am also a giver. Give, 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 give. And
sure.
then I looked at my energy field, and it said that I'm giving away 80% more than I'm taking in. That was a family generational pattern. We were taught that. Give, give to the people. Give the shirt off your back. And so and it all goes back to balance. And
right.
so and we all receiving life force, receiving opportunities. So, and even when I tell people, see how it is when you take a compliment, when somebody says something to you, or just what you just said it perfectly, when somebody said, here, no, take this, it makes you uncomfortable. It's like you're much more comfortable in the giving than receiving. And so when we understand that that's part of a pattern that we want to be able to receive because it just starts shutting off, it starts closing down the doors. We feel you're more comfortable with giving, right? Other people are takers. They say, here, give me, take. Thank you. And they give give with either agenda, what's in it for me. That's survival. You know? So this is where the more we get into balance, the more we absolutely notice that when down to the minute things of that we reflect even compliments.
Mm-hmm.
And so that spills over saying, you know what, that even affects me of reflecting opportunities to take in more money or opportunities to take in job or relationship, because there's a part of, it's like I literally see it like a hand that pushes away a ball, because it's the way we're wired. When we understand ourselves as energetic beings, we're able to clear out that, because we all have themes and we have generational pattern themes. And so when our family members go over, they say, hey, guess what, I told you to give the shirt off your back and to give, and I'm realizing that that's not, you know, that's something we want to be able to receive too. It's all balance. And so they want us to, I see it symbolically, erase those messages that they thought were the right messages because they heard it from their father and their father and their father. And so this is all about us being able to take the pearls of wisdom and leave out the rest that does not resonate with us, and then it has more flow in our life. And we definitely want our right and left side to be expanded, that 12 feet by 12 feet on either side. It literally creates oxygen in our blood, and so we don't go to fight or flight. When we're in fight or flight, we retract either the right side or left side, or sometimes both sides, and then we feel like we're in that rowboat with one arm.
Yeah, and we love oxygen because that makes
us
love
oxygen.
We have to live off of that. That's all we've got.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? We're going to run to a break.
Alrighty.
Yeah. And so Ingrid and Stevie, please remain on hold. We're going to get to you right after this break. And of course, you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, brought to you by the Dr. Pat Show, right here on KKNW. And we'll be right back.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness by developing the health coaching skills your clients need? As the nation's focus on health and wellness has increased, so has interest in the field of health coaching. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution at the same time. Financial aid is available. Visit CIH.NUSystem.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's CIH.NUSystem.org. Or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope. Shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. a Good Samaritan founder, and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadoSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posado Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, safehaven.org.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
I would love to, and we're going to head eastward, of course, and Stevie out in Liberty, Missouri is going to be listening westward. She wanted to, first of all, thank you, Carrie, for, some points over the new year that she's been taking close to heart, and she's also got some new job directions out there. She wants a little bit of help. So, Stevie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, hon.
Carrie, I taped the three teleclasses that you offered last month. Yep. And took them with me on a family holiday visit, and they made a huge, huge difference. I got to listen to them all the way out and back, and I really, when you were talking about holding your core, I could feel a difference in me that was awesome.
Yep. It's, you know what, that's, thank you for sharing that, Stevie, because there's so many times when I say to people, they'll ask about questions about job, career, relationship, and the key is holding our core, because it allows us to not get in the fight or flight. It allows us to get out of the static. It allows us to, again, be the captain of our, navigate through life and be able to see things more clearly. So, and only we can do that. And so part of it, so it takes practice, right? But the practice is so well worth it, because there is a process going on. There is a practice. But as we step into our empowerment, and it is, there's nothing like it. You become the navigator of your own ship. And so you have some questions about a job?
Well, I have two different occupations that I do different amounts, and I was curious as if I should focus on more one than the other. Mm-hmm. But I also know that I'll know when it happens.
Exactly.
So.
I'm seeing you, Stevie, especially this year and from the Jays, from January to June and July, of bridging those two places. So some people's energy, they cannot do one to two different things. Other people,
right.
And you have energy that you can do it. Like, I call you A to Z person. And so you can put hats on and you can flip your hats very easily. Other people, they can't. It spirals their energy. They literally become off balance. You don't have that. What's interesting, especially again from January to June, is the part where I see this bridging of the two jobs, where I see like a third coming in. So it's like a it's an interesting pattern. I love when I see threes. That's a holy trinity, and so the threes are always good. And so pay attention. I see a lot of threes, especially in March. And so so what does that mean? That means that out of the two jobs, that one of them, it's like a birthing of another one. Another way, the two, one of it starts expanding. I see other legs and roads. That means opportunities to me coming up for you with the job. So especially again when it comes to June, the one that the leader is going to be very obvious for you, especially from March to June, and it's an easy transition. So you're doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing right now. You're setting a solid foundation. I love the symbol of bamboo, because that means to me structure with flexibility. Bamboo is very, it's a very good symbol of mine. It also means abundance in Chinese astrology, and it's, so that's what you have under your feet, and you're expanding your whole solid foundation with that. And again, it's going to, because when I see you ending out 2009, I see you with
one, stand on one great big ball, so that's where I see the jobs melding, and you're in one direction, and I see a yellow brick road, and so that's, again, my symbol of stability, money, opportunities, and you did it. You created it, and so that's wonderful. Because
it's very exciting.
Heart.
I have
yeah,
it just
exactly.
Float,
and this
flying,
is long
my
overdue.
Heart.
Excuse me, huh?
My heart feels like it's flying.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to say. This is long overdue. You're going. You're bringing me right into your heart. I literally see that. It was perfect that you said that. I see hearts of wings on your heart. And that's where, Stevie, people are waking up this year of trusting that their heart, our heart signature, knows everything that we want, need in partnerships, jobs, money. It's being able to get the fog out of our fibers, out of our energy field, to be able to radiate that out. And then electromagnetically, we start pulling in the opportunities, the people, the things that make our dreams, our heart's desires happening. So your heart's flying is putting out that signature, that vibration, that frequency that's going to magnetically bring in opportunities and people, and that's what goes back into being proactive about it when we have these opportunities to take them. And so you're right in that. This is just like I was saying to Benny, that he's on a huge expansion growth in all aspects of his life. That's absolutely wonderful. You're on the same thing, and following your heart with wings on it is perfect. Because, and then I see you as Johnny Appleseed, where you're showing and sharing that with other people, the knowledge, the information, even energetically, where we don't even have to say some words at times. We act like a tuning fork, and there's always a giving back, a getting back with that, but it's not why you do it. But there is, we do, and we help other people change, especially our family. There's always an energy that comes back to it that further supports your heart energy. So that's wonderful.
That brings up a quick question I just wanted to ask you. I've got issues coming up with extended families. I'm kind of there being an emotional support and some very damaged, wounded children.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of fear-based belief systems.
Yep, yep.
And my own acknowledgement yesterday that the reason I keep a distance sometimes is because I didn't have boundaries as a child.
Right,
and it
exactly.
just sucked me dry.
Right, right.
So, is there anything in that dynamic that I can help that I can focus on that will make that stronger in me and clearer?
Right, understanding, Stevie, that, and this is a tough one. I don't even want to say tough because I want to take all those words out of our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. That what you're doing is sometimes the highest form of prayer is, I call it the pink mantra, is understanding that you're staying in that fifth elevator. So that means you're still holding your core. It goes right to heart. It goes beyond energy. So think of before you'd go up and down the stairs trying to help the people, right? And so that's where it works on your boundary issues, open up back doors and getting sucked dry. Now think of symbolically the new rules are that we are to stay in the fifth elevator because it keeps us on core, knowing that we're all interconnected and connected. It literally is able to help the people pull up, but they got to push the elevator button door. If they don't want to because their own story, then the highest form of love is us radiating. It's like a huge flashlight that's saying, come on up here. This is not hierarchical. This all goes back to love, all goes back to signature. And so so that distance part is where you're not going down the stairs anymore. It's like you're, before in the past, I've seen a scuba suit where you would dive under to help the people, and part of that was from your past of not having boundaries. Now, you're staying in that fifth elevator that you're able to, again, radiate the core energy. That's the highest form of love. It's like not affirming their hot, not wholeness. So when we go down into their levels, it's like affirming that they're not whole. So you're staying there and saying, I can't affirm your lack, your scarcity, because if I affirm it, then I'm saying that for myself, and that's not my belief system. I am remembering that I am whole. We're all whole, so I'm holding that space for you right now of completion and wholeness for you and for us and for the collective whole, because we're all connected. And so that's a wonderful place to be in, and you're exercising that, because I see a muscle, a weight on the right side of you, so you're exercising that muscle. That's going to be easier and easier for you to maintain that energy of holding your core. And in shamanism, it's holding space, and it's not going down into that third elevator, because there's like, again, symbolically new rules, meaning as the accelerated growth is that before we used to be able to think of kind of get away with it, and now there's a part of, it's part of our evolutionary process that we're not to do that anymore, because again, there's some level of affirming that their illusion of lack, scarcity, scarcity is the truth, and it's not the truth. It's all about remembering, reawakening, and realigning. And so you'll be able to, again, navigate and radiate out of your heart, and it's the highest form of love. And if somebody takes it a different way, then that's not your issue. It's not taking it personally. You know where you're coming
even
from.
Even children.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're addressing the children. You're addressing, we all have that wounded child. So the highest form of love is talking in it. And this goes back beyond language, because I see a lot of times language gets in the way, or people want to go right or wrong, this or that. And so all of that is duality. All of that splits the energy, and nobody's hearing anybody be anything, because we're in our own stories, right? In our own his or her stories, right? When we hold that, our signature, it goes beyond words. It goes right to the core of your core to heart signature, love to their core, and it reminds them on a cellular level of what and who they are, and they are God aspects too, and so are masters in process and practice. And if they don't want to wear the hat or push the button now, we're all going up to the fifth elevator one way or another, so either kicking or screaming or with grace and ease. You're ordering grace and ease for yourself, and then it allows, it opens up the doorways for other people to do it, and so it literally creates a path, and so it's for them to do it, and so that's what you're doing, and that's what you're learning, that's what you're embracing. Okay,
wonderful.
All right.
My parents are a part of this process that have passed.
Absolutely. We all are going, you know what we're doing, and this is it in a nutshell for everybody. We're going and releasing from our family of origin to become part of the family of the whole family, meaning what every single master from Jesus to Buddha to Kuan Yin has said for thousands and thousands of years. You can do this two or more. You're all brothers and sisters. You're all aspects and masters, and now this is what we're not only taking it in our mental bodies or our spiritual bodies, we're taking it down to our physical bodies, and we are embracing this body, mind, and soul. And as we do this, we're remembering that we're all God aspects, and so we're becoming part of the collective family of God source, versus when we came in, we come from the family of origin. So it's a huge, that's the whole rebirthing process. And I know it's the end of the hour, and so I want to thank you and for all the callers, and we'll be back next week at the same time. And again, I'm guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you for joining us, and I want to say, may you align with the divine and have a wonderful week.